Well, hello guys, let's talk about Femon nature. No, let's not. Yeah, well. Well, as we know, Femons love attention and they'll do anything to get it. You take a look at the Femons in sports nowadays. Then they'll get some recognition for doing fairly well in that sport. Then they'll get attention. But it's not long before they turn it into them. Something personal about them. Always about them, not the sport. It's almost as if they're using that vehicle just to get attention. And Femons make it very personal in the politics as well. When all of a sudden they've lost what they were talking about and it's become personal instead. And generally about themselves. And they will generally create a drama about something else or other that takes away from what they were supposed to be doing in the first place. In other words, there's a hell of a lot of bickering, which doesn't go anywhere. So let's take this Femon Kimberly Cheadle, who's the director of the Secret Service. Now, she hasn't been in that job very long. And of course, the Secret Service's main job is to protect people. That's their job. No, as soon as this Femon took over, she wanted to make it 30% Femons in the Secret Service. Has that anything to do with protecting people? No, that's her personal agenda. Because she's a Femon, she wants to promote Femons. Femons tend to lose their focus very quickly, especially when they're put into positions of power. She obviously thinks that the Secret Service now is her private plaything. Then it's not important whether they actually really protect people, it's whether they got a percentage of Femons in the Secret Service or not. And it's pretty obvious what she's doing isn't working. And of course, she's a typical Femon, so she's not going to take any responsibility for any failures. Somebody might actually whisper to her that mostly every roof is a sloped roof. Of course, if you think about it, most men in her position, looking as embarrassing as she does, would have already resigned. But Femons generally are completely unaware of their own failures. Of course, there was a rule when they were protecting Trump, they couldn't wear a red tie. Now that's important because that's superficial, right? And unfortunately, Femons put that importance above anything else. If this Femon won't leave or resign, she should be fired. She'd be replaced by a male who understands what the Secret Service is all about. Bosses with ponytails has become a pandemic. And lots of people, for some reason, are unwilling to point it out. So why is it when a Femon joins a male-orientated sport, or business, or even a hobby, that she expects the males to adapt to her, instead of her adapting to the situation? A couple of years back, for a while, we had lots of Femons actually coming on the building sites. Then the males on the building site were expected to adapt to this Femon being there, instead of the Femon adapting to a new environment. It's called entitlement, arrogance, and completely self-centered. Everybody has limitations. Let's stop pretending they don't exist. And some have more limitations than others, don't they? Don't be afraid anymore, fellas, to point that out. A man's gotta know his limitations. But why doesn't a Femon have to know her limitations too? You take it easy now. I'm gone for a walk.